The state of Delaware's reputation as a haven for using limited liability companies to hide criminal activities across the globe has drawn serious scrutiny in recent months. While there are no signs of a statewide effort to change Delaware's LLC law to force companies to identify their true owners, WHYY's Chris Barish reports that the state's Department of Justice is using new powers to try to revoke the registration of one company that has run afoul of the law.
For more than a decade, Backpage.com advertised ads for prostitution and was accused of facilitating child sex trafficking. But this year, the federal government shut down the webpage, the former CEO pleaded guilty to felonies, and in Arizona, seven other executives were charged with crimes. But those actions didn't prevent Backpage.com from re-registering in June with Delaware's Division of Corporations, where it remains in, quote, good standing, as WHYY reported last week. But Attorney General Matt Den's office now says it will seek to dissolve the company. That pleases Patty D'Angelo of Zoe Ministries, which fights sex trafficking.
It definitely sends a message that trafficking is not welcomed in Delaware, and it is a great step in the right direction.
Nick Wasileski of the Delaware Coalition for Open Government commends the AG for taking some action, but he still suspects it took his research into Backpage.com status and WHYY story for the AG to act.
We are moving the ball, but don't you think that there should be some type of, I'll call it checks and balances, that they would be aware of that Backpage reform?
Still, the AG isn't going far enough for Wasileski. The AG won't take up his group's request to appoint an independent counsel that could recommend changes to the LLC law.
The Attorney General's mandate is to protect the public, and when people are laundering money and facilitating child sex trafficking, I think that falls under the definition of protecting the public, but they chose not to do it.
Delaware's 800,000 LLCs generated $274 million for the state last year. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.